may be seated.
We have been journeying through the book of Exodus for 8 weeks now as part of our summer preaching series, Drawn Together, Reflections from the Wilderness. When we began this series, the Israelites were enslaved in Egypt, and Moses was just a baby in a basket. But a lot has changed since we started this series back in June. God has freed the Israelites from slavery, and God has called Moses, a fully grown man now, to lead the people on their journey to the Promised Land. But that journey hasn't gone according to plan. As the Israelites have traveled through the wilderness, they have been hungry and thirsty. They've been angry and afraid. But each time they have struggled, each time they have cried out to God, God has heard their complaints and responded to their needs. God has shown up for them over and over again. It's clear that God is using these wilderness wanderings to help the Israelites understand who he is. He wants them to know and to trust that the same God who redeemed them will also sustain them. He wants them to know and to trust not only in his awesome and miraculous power, but also in his abiding and faithful presence. So God is using the Israelites' time in the wilderness to shape their relationship with him. God is also using this time to shape their relationships with each other. The wilderness wanderings are about forming the Israelites into a community of faith, a community that loves the Lord and each other. So God gives them some guidelines. He puts a structure in place that will help them live as the people God has freed them to be. The reading we're going to hear today outlines what we have come to call the Ten Commandments. I think it's important to remember that these commandments come after God has freed the people from slavery. The commandments aren't a divine measuring stick used to determine whether the Israelites deserve to be freed. The commandments are given to the Israelites as a gift because they are already free. They are free to live as the people of God, and God is going to show them how. So let's listen now for the word of God in Exodus chapter 20. Starting with verse 1, and I'm going to end with verse 17. Then God spoke all these words. I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself an idol, whether in the form of anything that is in heaven above, or that is on the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them or worship them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, punishing children for the iniquity of parents to the third and the fourth generation of those who reject me, but showing steadfast love to the thousandth generation of those who love me and keep my commandments. You shall not make wrongful use of the name of the Lord your God, for the Lord will not acquit anyone who misuses his name. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. You shall not do any work, you, your son or your daughter, your male or female slave, your livestock, or the alien resident in your towns. For in 6 days, the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, but rested the seventh day. Therefore, the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and consecrated it. Honor your father and your mother so that your days may be long in the land that the Lord is giving to you. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife or male or female slave or ox or donkey or anything that belongs to your neighbor. Here ends the reading. For the word of God in Scripture, for the word of God among us, and for the word of God within us. Thanks be to God. Will you please pray with me? May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, for you are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Many of the fundamental beliefs and practices of Judaism are rooted in Exodus. The Exodus itself is recounted daily in Jewish prayers and remembered yearly during the festival of the Passover. And every year on the festival of Shavuot, Jews commemorate the giving of the Ten Commandments at Mount Sinai. Passover always begins the 50-day countdown to Shavuot. This connection is a reminder that the freedom of the Exodus is only fulfilled in the giving of the law. It's a reminder that the liberation God provides is not a freedom from all restraints. It's not a declaration of independence. God didn't free the Israelites so they could do whatever they wanted. Through the Exodus, the Israelites were released from bondage to Pharaoh. But then through the law, the Israelites were bound again. This time they were bound to God and to one another. Now, we could have done a whole summer preaching series on the Ten Commandments. There is so much to explore in the passage we read today. If the Ten Commandments are to be the foundation of our faith, if these laws are the structure God gave us to help us live as the people God wants us to be, then they are worthy of that kind of study. But instead, we are covering all of them on this one day, in this one sermon, in this warm sanctuary, in this very full service that also includes communion yet to come, and we already had a time of blessing for Joe. So we will have to leave the deep dive into the commandments for another time. Maybe for today, it's enough to say this. The commandments are a gift from God that allow us to know God more fully and to love each other more deeply. The commandments are meant to shape us into the people God is calling us to be, into a community of faith. The commandments help us know what we need to say no to so that we can say yes fully with our whole hearts to God and to each other. Now, we commonly divide the Ten Commandments into two parts. The first four commandments focus on our relationships with God. God invites us to say no to worshiping other gods and making false idols, God invites us to say no to taking the Lord's name in vain. God invites us to observe the Sabbath so that we can say no to the idea that our value is based on what we produce. God invites us to say no to all of these things so that we can say yes, a full-hearted yes to God, the one true God who created us, who redeemed us, and who sustains us still. So the first four commandments are about how we live in relationship with God, and the last six are about how we live in community with each other. Honoring our parents, refraining from murder and adultery and stealing and lying, avoiding jealousy. These are the things that allow us to say yes, a full-hearted yes, to being in community together. And all of the commandments are connected. Because to truly be the people of God, we need to say yes to God with our whole hearts, and we need to say yes to each other. We can't have one without the other. The commandments remind us that the God who is the great I am of the burning bush is the same God who frees us from slavery, the same God who sustains us in the wilderness, the same God who is worthy of our worship, the same God who deserves our whole hearts. And this is the same God who calls us into community so that we can love one another. We can't do one without the other. We need this reminder that being faithful people is about loving God and loving each other. We need this reminder in a nation that prizes independence, in an economy that values individualism, in a world that thrives on division. Loving God, loving each other, that is truly the foundation of our faith. And I think it is fitting that we are reminded of this on the same day we honor and celebrate the gifts Joe has given us through his ministry as our music director. He has helped us love God more fully and beautifully in our worship. And he has helped us love each other more deeply and boldly through his witness that God's love is for all people. It's also fitting to be reminded of the foundation of our faith on this Communion Sunday. Our relationships with God and with each other are strengthened when we gather at the table. As we receive the gifts of bread and cup, we come to know our God more fully. And as we share the gifts of bread and cup, we come to love each other more deeply. Friends, this is the foundation for us as people of faith to love God and to love each other. This is what freedom means for us as people of faith, that we are bound to God and to one another. This is how we live as the people God is calling us to be. So as we come to the table today, let us be ready to say yes to God and to each other with our whole hearts. Amen.